Sean McCann, Book 3, Chapter 30 of the Ecclesiastical History of England of Venerable Bede. How the East Saxons, during a pestilence, returned to idolatry, but were soon brought back from their error by the zeal of Bishop Jaruman. The year of our Lord, 665. At the same time, the kings Sighere and Sæbe, though themselves subject to Wulfhere, king of the Mercians, governed the province of the East Saxons after Suidhelm, of whom we have spoken above. When that province was suffering from the aforesaid disastrous plague, Sighere, with his part of the people, forsook the mysteries of the Christian faith and turned apostate. For the king himself and many of the commons and nobles, loving this life and not seeking after another, or even not believing in any other, began to restore the temples that had been abandoned, and to adore idols, as if they might, by those means, be protected against the plague. But Sæbe, his companions and co-heir in the kingdom, with all his people, very devoutly preserved the faith which he had received, and as we shall show hereafter, ended his faithful life in great felicity. King Wulfhere, hearing that the faith of the province was in part profaned, sent Bishop Jaruman, who was successor to Trumhere, to correct their error, and recall the province to the true faith. He acted with much discretion, as I was informed by a priest who bore him company in that journey, and had been his fellow laborer in the world, for he was a religious and good man, and traveling through all the country, far and near, brought back both the people and the aforesaid king to the way of righteousness, so that, either forsaking or destroying the temples and altars which had been erected, they opened the churches and gladly confessed the name of Christ, which they had opposed, choosing rather to die in the faith of resurrection in him than to live in the abominations of unbelief among their idols. Having thus accomplished their work, the priests and teachers returned home with joy. End of Book 3, Chapter 30 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, of Venerable Bede.